Okay, we now shall move on to the sixth parak of Maseches Shavuos. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Aleph. And this parak is going to discuss the dinim of Modeh B'Miksa. So we learn from Pasuk in the Torah, Ki Hu Zeh, that a person is only Chayav Shavua when he's Modeh B'Miksa Sataina. When you ask me for $100 and I admit that I owe you $50. But if I don't admit to anything, then I'm not Chayav Shavua Min HaTorah. So Shavuos HaDayanim, a Shavua that Dayanim are going to make a person take, HaTaina Shtei Kesef, it has to be that the Taina against him is at least 2 kesef, and the amount that the guy admits has to be at least a shavapruta. And if what he admits is not the same, even in a smaller quantity, but it's just not the same stuff that the guy is claiming from him, then the person is going to be pater. He's not going to be chayv shvus hadayanim. It has to be that he's moda b'miktsas, which means that I'm moda to some quantity of the very item that you're asking for. But if I'm moda something else, you tell me that I owe you, I don't know, that I owe you wheat, and I say, I admit that I owe you a shoe, that's not Modeh B'Miksas HaTaina. So, Ketzad, Shtei Kesef Li Biyadecha, a guy says, you have 2 Kesef of mine, Ein Lecha Biyadiel Pruta, and he responds, no, I don't, I only owe you a Pruta, Pater, he's Pater, because the amount that he admits is that he denies owing is less than 2 ma'a. Shtei kesef upruta li biyadecha. But if he says you have 2 kesef plus a pruta, ein lecha biyadiel pruta. He says no, I only have a pruta. So he's denying shtei kesef. Then he's going to be chayiv. Mana li biyadecha. If a guy says you owe me 100 dinar, which is a mana. So in the Chabiyadi, and he says, no, I don't owe you anything. So Pater, he's going to be Pater, because he's a Kofer Hakol. Mana li biyadecha, but if he says, you owe me a mana, in the Chabiyadi, ele chamishim dinar, he says, no, I only owe you 50, not 100, chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. Mana la abba biyadecha, if someone says, you owe my father money, and now my father's dead, so you owe it to me, in the Chabiyadi, ele chamishim dinar, and he says, no, I only owe 50 dinar, Pater, he's not chayiv, v'shuas mozim miktsas, mneishu kameshav aveda, because he's considered to be doing a kindness by admitting to the 50, because he could have denied the whole thing since the father is no longer alive to make any claim against him. Mishnah base, Manali Biyadcha, he says, you owe me $100, I'm lo b'fnei edim, hey, and then he says in front of 2 edim, yup, I absolutely do, l'machar, I'm lo, then the next day he comes to me, says, Taneuli, remember the $100 you admitted yesterday, you owe me, please give it to me, and he responds, Nasat Vlach, give it to you, I already gave it to you, Pater, so he's going to be Pater, he doesn't have to take a shavua that he already paid. But if on the next day he says, I don't know what you're talking about, he never owed you anything, after the previous day he had said in front of Edim that he does owe the money, chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv, because we hold him to his original word. Manali biyadcha, if a person says, you owe me $100, amalohain, and he says, yes I do, altinayli elabedim, and he says, don't give it to me except for unless you give it to me in front of witnesses, meaning I only want you to pay me back in front of witnesses, lemachar, amalotinayli, and the next day he says, give it to me now, in the sat of lach, and the guy says, what do you mean? I already gave it to you. Chayiv. He's going to be chayiv. Misha tzarich l'itnala be'edim. You can't just say, I gave it to you. You're supposed to give it to him with edim. And if you can't, you don't have edim that you gave it to him, then we do not believe that you gave it to him. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Aleph, we had learned that if a shvus adayanim, the taina has to be shtei kesef at least, and the hoda'a has to be a shavapruta, which means the amount that he denies has to be shtei kesef, and the amount that he admits has to be at least a shavapruta, and it needs to be mimin hataina. So but if the taina was that you owed my father money, then even if he was moda b'miksas, he's going to be pater. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if a guy says, admits that he owes money in front of Edim, and then the next day he claims that he already paid it, he's Pater, but the next day he claims the loan never happened, he's going to be Chayiv. If a person says, I'm lending you money, but you're only allowed to pay me in front of Edim, and then he claims to have paid it not in front of Edim, he's going to be Chayiv. We do not believe him that he has already paid it. Pesach Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel.